Dominicans.
Yeah, no, yeah. With the ass and then my swish. Send 24 pounds to Virginia. Nigga, hope you be moving what I send you. Tear up your area, then I'm right back in you. Pockets from small towns, I bust them wide open. Hop with the coppers, I'm on the first thing smoking. Living a drug life, it got me West Coast.
We got skills, Jesse, Don, and Chucky. Check the formula. We nice, you can see it with your cornea. Used to push coke, now we cup baby formula.
Oh, what are you trying to go after Freddie Gibbs on that one, dude?
Jesse.
I hope it sounds good. That's because awesome. It's been echoing, so I just have to like go for it, I feel.
Yeah, I know. I know you're to feed my daughter. It sucks when that happens. But
no, but that's just a serious... That's a serious thing that's going on right now. People are cutting baby formula, selling it on the internet.
Yeah, dude. What? All right. So what is going on with the baby formula for real?
I don't know, dude. I really don't know. I mean, we actually, the one that we use is like a soy-based one because
Press was having like problems.
Yeah, no, not really. But so we haven't had like that big of a problem with it. But there's like people that are having a problem with it. Oz, of course, isn't the one that you get on Wick. You have to pay cash for.
Oh, ballin'!
I mean, but if we had Wick, we'd be using the other shit. We tried getting Wick. We couldn't. No, we made too much money.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be able to get it anyway. I know people that... I literally know someone I saw post that they were hustling baby formula right now.
Exactly, and people are cutting it. So, like, Kristen went to the store today, and, like, there was ones open. I swear to God, there was ones open, so people, like, scooping shit out. At the store.
They're trying to feed their baby and shit.
Yeah, that's like when the cat food shortage a couple months ago. People were taking cans outside the big box.
Yeah, dude, I saw that. I'm like,
I've been affected by both pandemics. Cat food and the baby formula.
The only one that's really affected me was the chicken wings. I was pissed about the chicken wings.
I found the chicken wings. Actually, today we had the chicken wings. We had to cut them in the middle, and Kristen was scared. So I was like, just put them in his hole, and we like twisted them off. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? They cut where the wing of the...
Yeah, I like actually buying the whole actual one. Yeah, I like buying the whole wing.
So you got to tell me. So you tried out for Next Level Chef?
Well, I didn't try out. I applied.
You sent a video?
No, not yet. I was waiting for that. There wasn't no video to send, but it was like a 30-minute form I had to fill out, dude. And I haven't heard anything back. Not even an email.
I mean, it probably
not even like
a while.
An email from
They're
a
like,
bot.
We'll keep you on file.
Everybody gets. Yeah, dude. I'm like, fuck. Dude, I was all fucked up. I'm like trying to make it sound good. Like they were asking like cooking experience and all that, like what you're good at.
Pat, I'm gonna call you. She's like, please pack your knives and go.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's why I got the new knife made. I got the custom knife made just in case they call.
I know. I like signed up. You know when you like click on shit you shouldn't, you have no business clicking on like Instagram or something. Like now I'm like a thing pops up on like knives, like making shit on fires outside. Like I don't do that. I just clicked on it on the internet.
Oh yeah, that's what my whole thing looks like.
Like it's like making your own baby formula.
Oh, I bet you can. There's got to be a way. Pull a titty out.
Yeah, but nah. But you. So it's funny, Chris. I like said that. I was like, oh, I was watching Joe Rogan. Like, blah blah blah. Like me being the fucking asshole that I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. So she showed me like this TikTok of this doctor. She's like a woman, and she not that it matters, but she's like,
I don't
oh
like
yeah,
her. I don't like. I'm not.
She's
into
like,
it.
Oh, she's like, oh yeah. Back in the day, people didn't give their kids formula. Back in the day, people had fucking 12 children, and it was regular to lose two of them.
Oh shit.
Which is like really true. Like back in the day, like everybody had like two miscarriages or like two kids died like in the like of something. Like I'm sorry, but like yes, modern science, sometimes you should listen to it. People at home don't just know what the fuck they're talking about. Like, oh yeah, I got a fucking recipe for formula. Like it's a fucking like a meal prep for the week online.
Yeah. A baby meal prep.
Yeah, that kid looks all weak and shit, doesn't have enough fucking nutrients.
Little bitch-ass baby.
Yeah, and by the way, like, I want to tell everybody out there, if you get offended by, like, shit that we say, or you're very, very serious, this podcast probably isn't for you. We talk about serious shit, and yes, we do make fun of it and have fun with it. So if you don't like that, peace, we have fun. That's what we're here to do. If we're talking about politics, we're not talking about it serious.
I'm just not talking about it.
Yeah, and then at the end of the show, we're all gonna show our dicks.
Yeah, all at once.
I'm just kidding. That's gonna be on the Patreon.
Yeah. I don't think we're ready for Patreon yet.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, we only have three people. We can't start asking them for $15 a month.
Yeah, I gotta organically grow a little more. I've been up on the. I've been slapping up stickers everywhere lately.
The CD. We need. I actually might need new stickers.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna. I want to get rid of these ones because I got some ideas in my head. I'm gonna change the logo. I think a little.
Well,
bit.
Well, we got a bunch of stuff coming up, by the way, to people out there. We got a bunch of stuff coming up down the line. Get excited because the podcast is gonna get better. I'm telling you right now.
Because I'm excited. I'm excited. Well, we're gonna find our voice at episode 100.
I mean, 100. We're just like it's like you know when you fuck for the first 100 times, it sucks. You're not good at it. Turns out. After the next 100, I'm still not good at it.
Yeah, I'm just starting to get it.
Yeah, I'm really reaching my stride. One stride, and I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. Remember this one? Remember, like, back in the day, like, when you first started fucking, right? You'd go, and, like, the girl's like, ah, wrong hole.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I always think of that's like, don't drink your juice and salsa. Don't be a menace while drinking your juice and salsa. I don't fucking know. Don't be a menace.
Whatever. I know the movie.
Yeah. But yeah, he has sex with her. She's like, wrong hole, fool. And he's like.
Yeah.
He like pours like the hot sauce on her toes and they're all like busted off. And he like grabs the hot dog out of the fridge. She goes, that's the kid's lunch.
Yeah. Oh my God. I haven't seen that movie in so long. I got to watch that one.
Dude, that's like one of the best parody movies. You got like Airplane. Don't be a menace.
And Scary Movie, the original.
Yeah. When they put the picture of the guy's dick in the lockers, he's like, come on, who's doing this?
Dude, that was a good one. Even the beginning with Carmen Electra, where they stab her titty. I think it was Carmen Electra. They stab her titty and like the fake titty comes out.
I don't know if that, is that the first one?
Yeah, it definitely is. Should I fact check it?
I gotta check that. I like even the ones when it gets in the, they obviously robbed, I don't know if you know that, they like robbed those movies pretty much from the Wayans brothers, because the first two were the Wayans brothers, and like Charlie Sheen
then it totally changes.
Was in the other ones after him, but I kind of like those two.
That was the last one I think I've seen is one with Charlie Sheen, when it was like they were making fun of Signs, I think, right?
Yeah, him and Simon Rex.
Yeah, Dirt that Nasty. That was, I think, the last one I've seen. Okay.
That's like his rap name.
You just threw me for a loop. I was just going to say something. I totally forgot what it was. Oh, I was going to say old movies. I watched Happy Gilmore last night. And then, of course, what pops right up on my phone? That new Adam Sandler movie, Hustle, I think it's called, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
That came out the other day?
Not going to lie. Yeah, I sent you the preview.
Oh, did you?
Dude, the fucking, it gave me like goosebumps and tears.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a great movie.
Like, could he win like an award? Could it be that good? I hope for him to like win an award for acting because I think he's good when he's serious.
I think he's better serious than he is funny lately. He's not very funny anymore.
I mean, then you watch Happy Gilmore, you're like, all right. You're like, oh, you think that's funny?
Well, that was because that was, it was still funny.
Dude, that whole movie's funny. Yeah, don't worry, Happy, I got my hand back. It's only just begun.
Yeah. I love when he goes to his happy place the second time and everybody's got black on. And then the shooter makes out with his grandma.
The guy has like the two big pitchers of beer. The little midget. Small person.
No, it was his. Yeah. His girl did. Yeah,
he has the Gene Simmons. Oh, the Gene Simmons mask on. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Shooter McGavin. He's funny too.
He like does the guns and like pops his collar and kisses his girlfriend in the
Yeah. Dude, he's funny. And just like the shit he says, like how he makes fun of him. Like he tries to be so badass, you know. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
I just like how in that movie he's like such an asshole, but he's like such like a good, kind hearted person, so you love him. Talk about a hole in one. No, Adam Sandler, Happy.
His name's Happy. She's like, just be happy.
Yeah, off.
Oh, and you're like, all right, he's happy.
Well,
now.
That asteroid machine's calling my name, so.
Yeah.
Dude, this Netflix documentary, Our Father.
Oh, I wanted to watch it last night, and I didn't watch it. I read the preview.
It's fucking gross.
Is it one episode or is it like a show, a mini series?
Yeah, it's just like one documentary. Yeah, it's just one. Because I thought I was in for an episode and it was like extra long.
It was just one shot?
It wasn't one shot. It was a lot more than one shot. So like this doctor was a fertility clinic. He was like the top fertility doctor in the United States.
And this is why.
So like a lot of people went to him. So he was supposed to be like giving these women donor sperm, or in some cases, actually their husband's sperm. They would like come in with their husband. He would go in the other room, donate the sperm, and they were supposed to like, I guess like back in the day in the 80s, they would straight put it in a fucking thing and like send it in there. That's how they would like do it. It wasn't like super scientific, like rather, I guess.
Medicine. Like how they give babies medicine?
Yeah, it was like a fucking, yeah, a syringe with like a long joint. But the doctor would go in there, this doctor, Dr. Klein. But turns out Dr. Klein wasn't putting anybody else's semen in there. He was jerking off. He was jerking off in the other room and putting his semen in there.
How many
did
he have?
I should not laugh at this. Dude, this is what I'm saying about this podcast. If you don't like to laugh at very serious things, please do not turn in because tune in because this is sick. It's very fucking sick.
How many girls did he do this to?
Well, dude, let me give you a, like they gradually climb up the ladder through this whole documentary. But it all starts with fucking, how many times have I said it on this podcast? 23andMe or one of these DNA things. So somebody goes on there, pops in their old DNA, and it pops up with like 20 matches. They're all like,
you got 20
siblings.
Brothers.
They're like half siblings. So now like people are finding out for the first times in their like 30s and 40s, because there was nothing before this that people could like check their DNA, that their father wasn't their fucking father, dude.
It's our father.
And like, yeah, and some of them were like, oh, it was supposed to be like a random person. Okay, that's cool. But the other people that were like, their father was supposed to be in the other room and like gave this, like, that's mind-blowing to your whole life. It's fucking insane. So these people are just like freaking out. And as they're telling the story, it just keeps growing and growing. Dude, it ends up being, in counting, 96 different siblings.
I thought the count would be higher.
Really? I mean, 94 or 95, whatever the fuck it is, it's in the 90s. That's pretty high.
So, like, what kind of crime is that?
So, that's the thing, Jess. It's not a crime.
There is no crime.
Because it's like, it hasn't been a crime, like, invented that it's not, like, technically rape because... But obviously it is, kind of. I mean, it's fucked up. But I guess, like, you know, it's the United States. You go in the court, you gotta... Guilty till proven innocent, or innocent till proven guilty, or, I mean, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, whatever you want to fucking do, you know?
Is that rape, though? Oh, man.
So, no. He got off. So, he like, pled to pretty much, like signing, like, saying the wrong thing on documents, like, that, whatever. It was nothing to do with anything that happened, pretty much. So, he had a $500 fine, and he had, like, fucking 23 months of, like, probation. Like, dude, these people are, like, scarred for life. And this guy, like, met up for lunch with them to, like, see, like, how his genes turned out and shit. And he was, like, an elder in his church. He was like, please don't tell, like, my wife, I've been happily married for this many years. Like, don't tell my wife, I'm just smashing it in the fucking bathroom and shooting it into people.
What the fuck?
And then there's like a conspiracy that it was involved with this other cult, but this is like loosely touched on that they're like, he like kept telling them a scripture that was like about like, oh, I gave you life or something, and it's about like people trying to give like as many like white race people to, but I, that was like loosely touched on. I don't really think that. I just think he was a sicko.
I gotta watch this after the podcast because I wanted to watch it last night, but I was like, I'm like, yeah, I read the thing. I'm like, I don't know if Lindsay's really going to be into that right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty heavy. Kristen fell asleep, and I was like, I couldn't even stop it. I was like, I got to go. I got to go for the whole thing.
I couldn't stop watching. You could.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Good for him. You know, his legacy's going to live on.
Dude, 96 siblings. They're like, because it happened in such a small area. They're like, Yeah. Yes. Yes, Jess.
There was a brother and sister that were dating in it?
No, that could be. But like, oh then God, you get like the different, you get like the different people. Like, dude, it was crazy because it was like, you know, 50 people on like a show like Dr. Phil, and this other woman at home was like just watching it, and she's like, took it, and she's like, oh my God, like I got messaged by that woman, and now she was like part of like the whole legacy. And there were some people that were like of course, like, fuck that guy, blah, blah, blah. And then there was other people that were like, my which I get too, but I was like, all right, like, you know, you're like, your life's already going on. You're 40 years old. Like, you're like, my whole life's different. My dad isn't really my dad. Like, but yes, he is, dude. He is your real dad. You grew up with him. He was your father.
Yeah.
Like, some people just make more.
What if you had a bad dad?
I'm such an asshole.
What if you had a shitty dad? Maybe he's Hey, whatever. He fucking threw some nut at a bunch of bitches. You really wanted him as a father.
Look at your father. If he's good, take him. Leave it. What the fuck?
Yeah, look at your doctor now. Look at your dad now. He's a doctor.
Well, some of the people, like, were family friends of the guy, and, like, he was, like, in the Christmas pictures, like, holding his daughter. That wasn't his daughter, but was his daughter.
Oh my god, dude.
I know, that's the Unsolved Mysteries music.
I gotta watch that one, dude. I gotta watch it tonight.
Now we're watching this other one, The Staircase.
I've seen that. What's that one about?
There's a documentary on Netflix, and now there's a reenactment show on HBO Max with, like, a bunch of, like, famous actors. But we're not all the way through it, but this guy, like, calls, his wife fell down the stairs, she died. He was, like, a writer in a book. Turns out he's lying. He's, like, got bisexual relationships on the side. They don't know if she really fell down the stairs. Then where I'm at, other shit happens. It gets, you know, there's other stuff going on that now it's going down the rabbit hole. I don't want to just ruin documentaries for people. So I won't tell them the whole one on this one.
But you just ruined the whole one about the guy getting spread.
Yeah, you did. But you're going to listen to it. And I said spoilers.
I don't remember that.
Can we go back and just put it up? Spoiler!
Yeah. Coming up.
You have, like, somebody that's not even our voice on the podcast, like, toasty.
Yeah. I was like, man, we need to get one of those cameo things and they can, like, do an intro to the podcast instead of, like, you know, they do, like, the happy birthday videos.
They could come on and do their own intro to our podcast?
Yeah, we could just tell them what to say and they record it and send it to you.
You think, could we do that?
Why not? Somebody's
not going to, like, rap what we say.
I mean, if you got to pay for it, but they have all kinds of them, dude.
Like Shooter McGavin. My buddy got Shooter McGavin for his birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we could have Shooter McGavin fucking
It's funny. Full circle on that one. But yeah, he did. I swear to God.
Yeah, like, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think that would be cool, too. We'll have to set it up, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, who do you want? I'm looking at him right now.
Riff Raff.
Not many good ones on here.
Chris DiStefano. Riff Raff.
Riff Raff would be a cool one.
It's probably like $1,000. The Island Boys.
No, I'm not paying a dime for those fucking idiots.
Neither am I. Know that.
Yeah.
Pee Wee Herman.
Cedric the Entertainer is $250. No,
it's worth it. Seti?
No, keep it. I don't even know half these fucking people.
Simon Rex on there. Dirt Nasty.
Let me see.
Definitely on there.
No.
Andy Dick.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Andy Dick would be a good one. Oh, he is, I think.
Who, Andy Dick?
There he is, Andy Dick.
How much?
Oh, wow. See, there you go. If it's a business use, I didn't realize that. If it's a personal use, it's $111. Business use, $693. No thanks, Andy.
What's a $3 for?
I don't know.
What's a $693?
That's crazy, dude.
$693.
Well, I don't got it like that.
I ain't paying Andy Dick $693. That's how much it is for, like, how much crack he does in one night, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's insane. $693. I'm like, well, the Patreon's gonna be $87 a month.
$893. So we each have $100 and we pay Andy Dick.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Dude, I sent you that thing about Norm MacDonald shot a secret final Netflix special, like, in his house.
No. No? And what is it?
I don't know. It's not out yet, so I'm just hoping it does come out. I mean, Norm MacDonald's one of my favorites. Very dry. We talked about this. Donnie loves Norm MacDonald, too. Shout out to Donnie at home. Norm MacDonald special that we don't know about. It says it will stream May 30th, so that's not true. Or maybe it is. It's only May 19th.
Well, that isn't true.
That's just not true.
And it's just about a documentary? Like, I don't understand what it is.
No. It's a, like, a stand-up special.
Oh, all right. I got you.
Yeah, that he did, like, in his house, I think, while he was, like, sick, which is going to be sad.
Oh. Gonna be all skinny and shit.
I mean, I think he was sick for like a long time, buddy.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, they said he was sick for like 6 or 7 years, and he just like didn't tell anybody.
I feel like a lot of people do that.
I know. I told everybody we weren't gonna get serious on this podcast, and then all of a sudden we're getting all sad on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna go cry. I'm gonna get Andy Dick to message us, make us feel better.
Yeah, or just show his dick at the end of the podcast, like all of us. Sign on to see the CDJ podcast. We're at the end.
Yeah, we all yeah, show you, our you go to the end. You'll see all our dicks.
Click on this podcast. You'll see all of our dicks. And Andy's dick. It's not even Andy. It's Andy's like another dick. Guy, Andy.
Yeah. So it's so now I go up on the fucking screen, the cameo screen. Who's the first person in my recently viewed? There's only one. Andy Dick.
Yes.
That's something you don't want to see.
You're going to sign up for it when you're all drunk. Like last night, I almost ordered the Action Bronson olive oil for $100. It came out yesterday because it came with like a personal signed note. Then I was like, nah, I'm not ordering this shit.
A personal signed note says thanks.
Yeah, for $100. I'm not even paying for the oil. Like, how good's the olive oil? Even though I know you can get some good olive oil.
I don't know. It could be good. I don't know. Did you look at the internet and see if it was good?
I'm sure it is because he like curates and talks about olive oil all the time. He does like shots of olive oil in the morning. It's aggressive for your heart, right?
That's disgusting.
We do ginger shots in the morning. It's like just like a slight heartburn right to your chest.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what happened on Tuesday, but we were doing tequila shots till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oof. Turned
into one of those.
Watching the Celtics outside?
We watched it outside, but it was on the little screen. It ended up being, I don't know what happened, dude. It went from 3 in the afternoon to 3 in the morning like that. Whole bottle of 1800, gone.
Oof. That's a nice afternoon.
A nice morning.
Why not? How'd you feel the next day? Ordered pizza for lunch. Slept in. Ordered pizza.
Pizza, slept in, Italian grinder, buffalo wings.
Ooh, the trifecta.
Yeah, it was like that. I needed all three.
That's called the next day. The next day, you're like, why do I have a stomach ache?
Yeah, I can't believe it. Did you watch the lunar eclipse?
Dude, last night we ordered...
No, I guess not.
Last night, no, I did not see the lunar eclipse. No, I didn't go outside to see the lunar eclipse.
I did, and I feel like it made everybody an idiot.
Why? Because it looked stupid?
No, because I feel like since then, dude, I have just been getting nonstop stupid phone calls at the barbershop. I feel like everybody just turned into an idiot right after it happened.
It was like the Men in Black thing that was like, look into this.
Yeah, it's exactly what happened, dude. And everybody looked into it. And now, like, I can't even fathom the calls I've been getting, dude. Like, it doesn't even make sense. I think someone's fucking with me.
Why? Tell me more.
I don't know why. It's just random stupid people calling. And then this lady called today. She swore up and down she talked to me yesterday. I wasn't even at the shop yesterday. And she was telling me, I talked to you. I know I did. You told me that you'd stay late for my husband, she said. I go, lady, I don't stay late for nobody. I don't know what you're, I said, you didn't call, you're calling the wrong place. She goes, no, Jesse's Barbershop in Coventry. She was tight. So I told her, I said, $100, I said,
so you got tighter.
And she hung up.
You got tighter.
Yeah, she hung right up on me. But yeah, I just had to get that off my chest.
I was like a wicked douche to somebody the other day at work, and I felt bad.
For what? Why?
So we have these tables that are like behind the bar. They're like part of the bar, but like people assume that like they can just sit there, but like they have to see a host to sit at these tables. So like sometimes you don't have to be a dick about it, like when you're not busy. Like, we weren't busy, but these guys just walked in and, like, sat at the table and assumed that they could sit there. Like, one guy had, like, a fishing hat on. They just looked like a couple chooches. So I was like, hey, man. I'm like, why don't you just check out with the front with the host, like, before you guys sit there? And he goes, oh, yeah, we'll just go somewhere else where, like, we can be loyal. I was like, yeah, definitely. And he goes, yeah, definitely. I was like, yeah, nice hat, dude.
Oh, no.
And everybody at the bar like went from thinking I was like a super nice guy to like thinking I was kind of an asshole because I was such a dickhead.
Did anybody laugh?
Yeah, like everybody laughed, but also they were like, wow, we thought you were like super nice all the time.
What did he say?
Nothing. He's like, no, he goes, thanks.
He had like a fishing hat
on. I was like, oh yeah, nice hat, dude.
Did it have, like, a hook on it? Did it have the
hook? Yes, it had a hook on it.
No. All right, I hate
but
it.
Then
I'm
I also started
it.
Thinking my anxiety shot in, and I was like, oh, maybe it was his original hat from Vietnam, and he's going to kill me.
It was an old guy?
No, he wasn't that old, but I just don't know. I got anxiety.
I'm picturing like a 23-year-old dude that's just like a bro.
That, no, like, he was like 50 or 60.
he might have been old enough in Vietnam. Yeah. But he might not have been.
Yeah. Look, I said serious situations. We turn him in. I'm like, you take your vet ass and get the hell on.
Oh, man.
No, I am definitely not like that. I am. But the guy was an asshole. Like, I mean,
hey, I'm on your side.
I had no clue if he was like a vet or nothing. That was like a joke. I hope people like it. That's what we do. We make jokes.
Yeah, I make some jokes. Well, I wasn't joking about the lady calling. I was pissed. She said, I talked to you yesterday. I go, lady, I wasn't even here yesterday. And then it went silent for a second.
If there was somebody in your barber shop that answered the phone, though, like, ha-ha, got him again.
No. Yeah, well, then I'm thinking, I'm like, Linda was here yesterday. I wonder if she picked it up. And I was like, there's no way. She would have never said he'd stay late for you. There's no way she would have said that.
Yeah, dude, everybody who knows you ain't know. Like, that was the answer to that question.
$100. I'll stay late.
That's crazy, bro.
I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask. But yeah, she didn't like that answer. Like I said, it went silent
when
I said that.
To tell you the truth, I'd have to agree with that because I think when people walk in the restaurant at like, say you close at 10, walking at 9:55, it should be, even if you spend $40, it should be a 20 piece.
Yeah, there should be something required, I think. I'm staying
You should
right
get
now.
A 20. Like, yeah, like, I just, there's not like that line where I live right now. It's crazy to me, dude. It's so crazy. Like that last hour, the people that come in, they're like crazy demanding. And you're like, actually, we were kind of just shutting down.
Yeah. And then they're really mad.
Yeah. Pissed.
I'll tell you what, people are already mad about the price going up. I had one person, he canceled right out. I'm good. He said,
shut up. Really?
I laughed. I said, good. I said,
shut up. Really?
I said, you have every other week at 5 o'clock. I said, so you know how easy I'm going to fill your spot? I said, right now it's already filled. Like, he tried coming at me like I was like it was a personal vendetta against him going up.
That's crazy, dude. He like canceled.
And it
kind of
was, because you know what? He don't tip either. It's always them guys. It's always them. The ones that have that want, and they never tip.
Yeah.
And you know who you are if you're listening, because you're the only one that did it.
Mike Dawkins.
Yeah, whoever you are.
There's like somebody actually named Mike Dawkins I go see, like, oh no.
And that was him.
Can we just keep it rolling for 1 second? I just have to pee quick.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll allow it.
I know you pooped before. Imagine people just like sit in their rooms though like this and like talk online with people like all the time, like not for a podcast.
What, they just do it?
Yeah, like do it like weird and shit. Like, not for any intention. Like, oh, dude, I'm just online talking with my friends.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when the internet first came out, I knew some people that were just always on the internet in chat.
Yeah, like,
rooms.
You ever see the stories of the like, World of Warcraft people, like, let their children die while they play?
Yeah, dude. It's crazy.
Like, what, dude? Like, somebody didn't feed their child for 3 days because they were in World of. Like, dude, those people need to be put down.
Yeah, they need to be put down, yeah.
Yeah, dude, if you're playing a video game and you forget about a child.
Those
not going to lie to you, though. Sometimes I'm
about.
Like, I'll just finish this video and just then wipe his mouth.
Yeah. Well, good thing you don't play video games.
No, I'm not a video game guy. Know what I am into lately, though, is cartoons with him, dude. So I purchased, on Amazon, the first season of Ninja Turtles, the original, animated. Ninjas in
oh,
a
yeah.
Hat, Turtles in a hat. Dude. The first episode, dude, I, like, forgot that I, like, knew, like, it all of a sudden, like, time warped you back.
Is it the episode where the dude turns into the fly?
No. That's, like, later on.
Oh, all right.
This is, like, starting from the middle, like, April O'Neil gets, like, confronted by these gangsters. She goes in the fucking, in the sewer. And then she meets these guys and they're like, oh, it all started with Tobiashi or whatever. Like, it starts with like Splinter's real name. And then like the chemicals came down and then, Splinter and then Shredder. Shredder's like, oh, we need to get something. But they keep using this like Japanese name that I didn't know was affiliated.
It's, oh my God. I know the two names.
What
you
is
said
it?
I know them.
And then the two guys they show. So in the first episode, also they show you the two guys that aren't Bebop and Rocksteady yet. They like just con them into being Bebop and Rocksteady, but they also steal like a rhinoceros from the zoo to like merge with them because they're all in the Tetradome.
Yeah. Remember the toy,
like the big gray thing? It's like this big. It's like a big sphere. It's like, that's the Tetradome. And then Krang is like the brain that's in the body. He's like, I need a body.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's so fucked.
So Shredder's name's Orakusaki.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's Shredder's name. But what's Splinter's name?
Let me see. Hold on.
Yeah, you got to look up Splinter. That's the one I'm talking about. I look up Splinter
and a movie come up. A movie called Splinter came up 2008.
Oh, great one.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. His real name is, where is it? Splinter, often referred to as Master Splinter.
No, there's another name.
His name is Hamato Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah. That was it, Yoshi.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm putting you on pause for one more second. I got to grab another Truly out of the fridge.
Oh, my God, dude.
Hamato Yoshi.
No, it's Hamato with an H.
Oh, shit. How insensitive of me.
Yeah. No, dude.
Did you go see Doctor Strange yet?
No, I'm going to see it actually on Monday. And Sunday, I'm going to see the Blue Man Group.
Dude, heard that's a hell of a show, actually. Never been.
So I watched a couple videos of it, and I was like, well, first I was like, I think I want to take mushrooms and go. But then I watched a couple videos of it, and I was like, I don't think I can handle mushrooms and go.
No. Unless you take like a small dose, like when you get there in your chair.
Okay, so that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, maybe I'll
you gotta
take
get
a couple
there first
grams.
And like know where you are.
All right, I know where I am. I'm at the PPAC. I'm in the sixth row. So
I would wait to get there, get in the doors, and then eat them, or eat them right before you walk in the door.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not, dude. They're not fucking searching you at places like that.
You never know.
They're like, can I see your ID? Like, yeah, I'm Hamato Yoshi.
Yeah, dude, you never heard of me.
That's the name of this episode, Hamato Yoshi.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, dude, so actually, playing on that, we went to go see Tom Segura. And, dude, I wish we just brought in, like, a flask or something. They didn't even pat us down when we walked in the door. And we waited in line, no word of a lie, for 45 minutes for a drink when we got in that. And as a bartender, I, like, had automatic anxiety. I'm like, why aren't these people, like, just, like, slinging fucking drinks? Like, I just don't understand it.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And, like, we end up waiting in this one line. And I think because I'm older, like, people think I'm just a pussy. So I didn't say it. I also am because I didn't say anything. But this guy, like, and these girls just, like, got in front of me and, like, turned their back to me and, like, were in line. I was like, do you know who I am? They're like, who? I was like, Hamato Yoshi.
Yeah. You're like, hey, nice hat.
No, I actually just shut the fuck up. I was so baked.
And then he just banged you right out after you said nice hat.
That guy, I would have taken that guy. I wouldn't have said nice hat.
The guy with the hat, you would have took him?
Yeah, probably.
Well, what if he was in Vietnam, though? You wouldn't
have. Never. So, whatever. We go to the show. We're in line for 45 minutes. Don't get, like, we have to wait in another line to get beers. We get beers. We walk in. Dude, it's, like, completely dark. It's, like, an old, like, theater. So, there's only one way in each row, one way out each row. So, my brother, being, like, the non-anxiety fucking, like, calm person that he is, we go, like, way past our seats. I'm like, yo, dude, we're, like, somebody was definitely sitting on our seats, like, whatever. So, now we're, like, halfway through 50% line, like, 50-yard line, looking right at Tom Segura, like, right in the middle, great seats. And he's like, let's just sit here. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, these aren't our seats. He's like, yeah, let's just sit here. I was like, I'm having an anxiety attack. So we sit down, yeah. And every person for the whole show that came down, I was like, they're coming down the row.
And it was never them.
My brother looked at me multiple times and was like, dude, stop it. No, nobody came in our seats.
And then were they better seats than yours?
Yes. But then at the end, I had like probably like 20 minutes left. I had to take a pee so bad and had to walk through the hole. I was 50%, dude. It was like a long, like small theater seats and be like, excuse me.
Oh, I hate that. Like,
dude, I had to pee so bad. Excuse me. Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. Yeah, you were peeing all over him. No, I wasn't. It was dribbling out all.
I was going out to see if I could get another beer.
And you pretended you had to pee?
Then on the way home, I got a Slim Jim. It's called the Savage. And I had Randy Savage on it, dude. And it was like a big drill bit. It was like a big, it was like too much. I like opened and took two bites off and I was like, I can't eat this fucking thing.
He gave the rest away.
It was too much. It was too much girth for a person like me.
That must be a down south thing. I haven't seen that.
Dude, I looked it right in the eye and I was like, this ain't right. That's how I did it. I was like, damn. I was like, I can't be doing this. I got a wife.
You felt you were cheating on her?
I did. I really did. Did you watch the Celtics game outside? Are you like dialed into the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, they're playing the Heat in about 13 minutes, actually.
Yeah. I've been watching every game. I'm like definitely a pink hatter, only playoffs, but I've been watching every game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really watch it. Lindsay's wicked into basketball, so that's how I've been watching it. But
she is. I don't know why that makes me laugh. But
dude, she's like, we're playing basketball. Allegedly, she claims she's a beast. So I don't know. When we were at the Basketball Hall of Fame, she wouldn't play me in a game of horse. So I've yet to see it.
Maybe she doesn't like the crowd.
That's what she said. I go, well, I suck, and I would have still played. So, damn. Well, anyway. I don't know. I'm pulling for the Heat because they're scumbags like they always have been. I want the Heat.
You don't want the Celtics? You're from fucking Rhode Island.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I've always liked the Heat, even in high school.
I'm a Celtics guy. When they were
in high school, I feel like they were bad guys and everybody hates them. And that's why I like them because they're scumbags.
I don't like Jimmy Butts.
Yeah, nobody likes anybody on the Heat.
Yeah, but everybody likes everybody on the Celtics. Come on, baby. Even though, did you see my post the other night that Marcus Smart in the sideline looks like Nick Cannon in Can't Buy Me Love?
Yes, I did.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm definitely pulling for the Celtics. It's awesome to watch the Bruins took a fucking heater in the first round of the Carolina Hurricanes. Obviously, I seen a little emotion from that living down here, but whatever, what do you know?
Yeah, fuck it.
But the NHL playoffs continue to be like really awesome. The first round was entertaining, great every game. I stayed up a lot during the first round, which I shouldn't probably have because I have to work, but I have. So I guess I'd have to root for, I don't know. I want to see Tampa Bay repeat. I guess I'm an asshole. That's a bad one to say.
I don't know enough about hockey. I don't watch enough.
I mean,
I'm rooting for them because you are.
No, don't do it.
I like to watch it. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do like to watch it. I just don't follow it or anything.
It's been entertaining. The basketball's been entertaining. Though. But I'm also looking forward to, like, in 3 weeks, there's no sports on and I don't have to, like, watch anything at night. Not that I have to watch it. I just enjoy watching it.
I'm sure Jake Paul will be fighting somebody or something.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything on that front in a while.
That'd be good timing right there. As soon as sports ends, you know, people want to watch something. That's when you get. Me and you should do celebrity boxing.
We don't know any celebrities.
No, me and you are the celebrities. We're D-listers.
Yeah, just me and you fight.
Yeah, it's just me. We put Hulk hands on and fight.
Donnie can't make it.
He'd end up knocking us out. I wouldn't fight Donnie even with the Hulk hands on.
I would never fight Donnie ever in a million years. I don't even want to see Donnie fight anybody. He's too fast.
The Sock'em Boppers, the Rock'em Sock'em Boppers. Remember those, dude? The fucking big, like the big air gloves.
Yeah, I'd be like Johnny Knoxville when he gets knocked out by Butterbean.
Yeah, dude, night.
Yeah. I am not. I'm 35 years old. I'm old. I'm done. Done fighting.
Yeah, I don't. You were going to fight that one guy.
Who?
The guy with the hat on. You were ready to fight.
No, I was just talking shit, dude.
What if he just straight knuckled off and came at
you? I'll slug myself right out of that. What, is he just going to come back behind the bar and fight me? Cool.
You never
know. If you do that.
Get a bottle.
Then I got to do it. No, I'm not hitting bottle. I'm not like that. I throw up the fist. I would throw fist. I'm not a weapon guy. I would throw a fist. I'd probably be all busted up, but I'd throw fist.
I'm not a weapons guy.
Yeah. Unless I threw it in at the end. Imagine if I was losing and it's like one of those 80s karate movies. They just slide a knife across the concrete, like, and I pick it up. I'm like, all right now, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But then they kick it directly out of my hand, like in like 2 seconds. Like,
you hear the guy, he's like, Hamato Yoshi! And he like throws you a bottle.
Hamato Yoshi!
And you're like, you just grab it.
I like when it, remember when there was a weapon, it would like blink on the ground. Like Streets of Rage. Like Street it'd be like, bing, 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 bing. It'd be like a knife. You're like,
yeah.
They weren't even holding it. It was like,
yeah. Yeah, but you're a beast if you had that.
Such a beast. Yeah, if you were like Baraka swim. In Mortal Kombat.
Or Yoshimitsu in Tekken. No?
I only know one Yoshi, and that's Hamato.
never mind. Splinter, Master Splinter.
Dude, he started it all for the guys. I just want to know how they got into pizza. So let's talk about it. I don't know. Did you watch the Avatar trailer?
No, that's the only one I didn't watch.
Dude, you could pop it up right now. I just want to see kind of like a reaction of it just because it's like, it's been so long. Do you have like, are you like, want to see it because it's been so long and you're like, oh, what's this guy working on?
I don't want to see it per se.
Did you like the first one?
It. I didn't love it.
Did you think it was like revolutionary as far as like.
No.
No?
I didn't personally, no. It was cool.
You didn't think it was like revolutionary as far as like cinematography?
It just looked like, I guess, I wasn't like blown away. I don't know. I played a lot of video games as a kid.
I mean, I thought it was beautiful. And I only think that like, I don't know how many years it's been now. It's been like fucking 37 years since the last one.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, look it up.
Guess.
I wish that's what we need to hire, just a fact checker.
No, we don't. It's been 13 years. I am the fact checker.
13 years?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a long ass time.
All right. I'm watching the trailer. Trailer sucks.
Looks like a Microsoft commercial.
It does. Dude, you're getting a Dell.
You know.
The way of the water. Yoshi Hamada.
I just think it's crazy, like 13 years later, now it's in the water.
What happened at the end of the first one? Don't give any spoilers or anything.
I think they like tried to destroy like Pandora.
So you don't even know. The machine guys. You think.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in 13 years.
Exactly. Because it wasn't that good. You didn't watch it twice.
Yes, I did. I watched it. I was like, oh, dude, I can't imagine if this was in the water.
So did you watch it three times?
No, I watched it probably six.
Really? I watched it once, and I remember it was at
not
the
like,
barbershop.
Not like at the same time, though, like over the past 13 years, like six times.
Like I've seen it once, and it was at work.
At work? Would you work the water fucking park?
No, I worked at Precision Barbershop.
The way... of the water.
I don't know. That just didn't, I don't know. There wasn't enough talking. It didn't tell me anything. That was a teaser, not a trailer. It was just like a bunch of avatars swimming in the water.
I mean, that's what people are into these days.
I mean, like, I don't know. I thought you said it like this thing was going to wow me. And it was,
I mean,
nothing
that's
happened.
What people, I mean, no, I didn't think this trailer was a wow, but I thought the first one was a wow.
Like, yeah, the movie, but like, yeah, it was all right. I don't know. I wasn't really impressed by the movie or that trailer. That didn't make me want to run right back and watch the first one 13 years later.
I mean, I think you should, though.
I mean, maybe I'll understand it better now. I was probably doing a lot of ecstasy when I saw that other one that was about that time period.
Yeah. I mean, now you can wake up and be like, this is the way of the water.
I'm like, oh, I get it. I understand what Avatar is. I don't even remember the premise of the movie.
It was like, so it's like Dances with Wolves.
I never seen that.
It's like any other movie.
You know.
It's like Ferngully. Ferngully.
All right, so that's what I was thinking. It was like Ferngully. But I remember the guy was like,
he was like in a wheelchair. I'm going to do like, so he was in like a wheelchair. He was like a soldier and had to go into this world. So they put him into this thing and he becomes an avatar of these... native-like people. But then they're like, pussies open up and like another dick goes inside of them and then they can ride these things.
What? I don't remember this.
You know when that happens? Yeah, it's like those animals, they have to like have like a bond with, and it like opens up.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, you need to watch it again then.
All right, now you sold me on it. Now I'm in.
Yeah, you and Lindsay are going to be on the couch like...
Yeah. Isn't it like 3 hours long? Like, it's a long one.
I mean, yeah, it's a long one, dude. But I mean, how many times have you watched Batman?
Once.
I watched it like 4 times and still don't get some parts, but I like it though.
Yeah, I haven't seen it again, but I might go back. In 13 years, I'm going to watch it.
To the day. To the day. Yeah. Maybe. The next Batman, it's all underwater.
The way of the water.
Yeah, Aquaman versus Batman.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
John Krasinski gonna be directing the new Fantastic Four movie. I think that's a spoiler for the Doctor Strange.
I was just gonna say that. Well, I heard, because I talked to someone and I said, tell me everything.
I said, tell me everything too. I didn't hear
and they wouldn't tell everything. Me everything, though.
That's the only one I actually heard.
Me too. That's all they told me. Maybe that's all there was.
That one, and I asked about the Tom Cruise, if Tom Cruise was going to be in there as Iron Man. And spoiler, I got to know.
Oh, man. So I asked about Professor X.
Yeah, your face froze on the camera. Your face froze on the camera, so I thought you knew that. He's like, somebody lied to me.
Am I still frozen?
No, you're fine. You're not like Donnie. Like,
so I asked about Professor X, Xavier. I heard he's in it for 3 minutes.
That's it?
That's what I said. That was exactly what I said.
A guy like that in 3 minutes could change a whole plot, though.
Maybe. I guess we'll see. I'll let you know on Monday.
So I'm just super excited. The 27th is 8 days away. And
Obi-Wan.
Dude, the previews look awesome. I don't know how much Darth Vader you're going to get. I think you might just get a little fucking... You're going to get those other guys, the fucking necromancer guys. Yeah, like the little swingy thing in the end. I don't know.
Yeah, I forget what I called them. I remember. I looked them up before, and I had the name of them.
They all look like Darth Vader when he took off his helmet, and it was the guy that, oh, with the white bald head. Look up what they're called, so I don't sound like an idiot.
I am. I'm already on it. The Inquisitors.
Yeah, the Inquisitor. The Grand. That's the main guys. The Grand Inquisitor.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm excited to see it, though. I think you're bringing back Hugh McGregor. You're bringing back Hayden Christensen. You have to have a lot invested into it. They both have a lot to prove off of, I don't know, this mixed reviews on the prequels, obviously. All funniness aside, it was like my introduction to Star Wars. I liked the original movies, but I watched them more. I didn't really get what they were doing at first. Then I watched the prequels. Then I went back and watched the original ones, because I was at the age where I didn't like really understand the original ones. I just knew they were on TV during like Halloween and stuff.
I love the originals.
That was it. You're like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's all I got for that. I don't know. I was reading about the Grand
Inquisitor. But then I think you go back and watch the prequels, you think it's that bad. I think the prequels are pretty good. You have a lot. In the first one, you get the fight at the end with Darth Maul, Qui-Gon Jinn, and Obi-Wan. That makes the movie. That one thing makes the movie, right? The second one?
I like the first one. I didn't like the second one. I like the first one.
Okay, then I'll give you that. The second one,
sucked.
Clone Wars.
That's the worst
Clone
one.
Wars? Clone Wars? Yeah, I don't remember much for it. Count Dooku at the end. And the third one, at least you get like the Anakin, like the higher ground. Like that. I like the third one.
Yeah, the big Jedi fight in it. That's cool. Like when all the Jedis team up.
Yeah, and Samuel L. gets it. No!
Yeah, but allegedly he doesn't die from what I hear.
Do you think they're going to bring him back? Yeah, he's going to be in the Obi-Wan? Imagine if Samuel was like, I'm back, motherfucker.
No, there's not a lot of swearing in Star Wars. It's a very nice place.
No, I know. He's like, I don't know. They do different shit on the TV shows, though, man.
I have not heard one fuck or ass or shit, I don't think, on any of them.
I think they dropped a fuck in The Mandalorian. He's like, where the fuck
no,
is Grogu?
No. If anyone did, it would have been Bill Burr. There's no one else that would have said that. And I don't think
he's like,
did.
Listen, man. He's like, tell me where the fuck Grogu is.
He's like, you listen the fuck up, dude.
Yeah. He goes, I want one thing and one thing only. Everybody to shut the fuck up and listen to the Force.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, along with that, there was like some other Star Wars news that they haven't announced, but the rumor is that Taika Waititi's going to be the first new movie for Star Wars. They're going to save that for like Star Wars Celebration, I think, is in June or July. But John Watts, who directed the Spider-Man movies, is doing a Star Wars series that's almost like described as being like a 1980s coming-of-age Star Wars show with like a Stranger Things or like a Stand By Me type feel to it. I just hope it's not like the guys on the mopeds from Boba Fett.
You didn't like those guys?
No, they just went wicked slow. They went wicked slow on the they looked like, what are the mopeds called in Italy? Oh, they looked wicked slow on the Vespas. Yeah, Boba Fett was weak a lot. I mean, I liked some of the stuff. I liked what's his face at the end of Boba Fett. What's the guy, the blue guy's name? He was nasty.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
The Clint Eastwood like type guy. I forget his name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. The Western guy.
Yeah, he's like the Darth Maul.
I guess. I don't know if he's dead. Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if he's dead either. They'll probably bring that back if they do Boba Fett again.
No, he's
definitely
not dead. There's no way he's dead.
They got to do another season of Boba Fett.
Well, I think they should just combine that and The Mandalorian like they already were doing.
Yeah, or just do Boba Fett. Like he goes off on his own.
I guess.
But
Boba
also,
Fett, you mean The Mandalorian?
No, Boba Fett. Yeah, both of them go have their own shit.
Oh, yeah. I think they just combined them because Boba Fett sucked without The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I just wanted Boba Fett to be like, I'm not going to say Boba Fett too many more times, but Boba Fett. I wanted him to be like more when he was in The Mandalorian show when he was like kicking ass, and then they had him in the Boba Fett show and he was like a nice guy.
Yeah, he was too nice.
Yeah, I want him like busting skulls with his little fucking rain stick.
Yeah, dude, in the movies, and that's another thing. I don't know how everybody loves this fucking guy. He was barely in the movies.
Yeah.
And now
they liked him because he had a cool fucking costume.
Yeah, that's all he had. And now let me tell you another thing with these fucking Jedi.
It was a fucking cool costume. Don't get me wrong, it was a cool costume.
Yeah, I don't understand why the Jedi, they're always a bunch of fucking pussies. They catch one beaten and then they go into hiding. I don't get it. They're supposed to be these big tough guys. I never understood that. Like, I feel like this Obi-Wan show is just going to be him running away.
I hope it's not. They're going to show Uncle Ben. No, what's his name? Not Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben's the rice guy.
Yeah. Uncle Ian? No, what? That's my uncle.
What's
his name? Uncle that Luke lives with.
And Owen Lars.
Yeah. Uncle Owen, dude. Come on.
Yeah. Uncle Owen.
The blue blazer.
Yeah. And then the aunt is Beru.
I didn't know her. I don't think anybody needed to know her.
I know. Now we know.
Obi-Wan, couple weeks. You going to watch that first or Stranger Things?
Next week. I don't like Stranger Things.
You don't like Stranger Things?
No. I watched the first season and I just wasn't into it. I don't know. Too strange, I guess.
Well, I'm really into it. It's great. It's been a couple of years, and this is the final season. They're doing one part, and then they're going to do another part a month after. Netflix has dumped like all their money into this. It's going to be like visually stunning, beautiful. The actors are all getting older. They're all getting better at their craft. So I'm super excited about that. But, I mean, Obi-Wan's something that everybody's been waiting for since they were little Padawans.
Since 1978.
No. When Ben showed his face on the screen.
Uncle Ben. Old Ben. It's old Ben.
Old Benny.
Benny the Butcher.
Yeah. Butcher's coming. I mean, we can get into some music. There's a lot of stuff that happened with music. New Kendrick album. I know probably you're not like a big Kendrick guy. I know because you're just off the beaten path.
I'm not a fan of that album at all.
Really?
I liked one song. It's the song that has there's a girl
Ghostface.
In it. It's the only song I liked.
And the song with Ghostface?
I didn't even get that far. I turned it off.
Well, I think there's a couple good songs. I think it's very experimental. I think there's different styles he goes into. And I think there's just a different view that I knew that was going to come from him anyway that I usually don't. That's not like why he's not one of my favorite rappers. But he is, I mean, in the top tier. He just doesn't appeal to what I like in rap. I don't know. But the fucking album was awesome. It really was awesome. He did a great job. And
all right, well, we'll just play him then. Count Me Out, Kendrick Lamar.
We may not know which way to go on this dark road.
Mr. Duckworth.
All of these holes make it difficult.
Session 10, Breakthrough.
One of these lives, I'ma make these right with the wrongs I done. That's when I unite with the Father, Son, till then I fight. Rain on me, put the blame on me. Got guilt, got hurt, got shame on me. Got 6 magazines that's aimed at me. Done every magazine was fame to me. It's a game to me with a bedroom mat. Sleep, I ain't never had affairs with that. What's fair when the hearts and the words don't reach? What's fair when the money don't take things back? It's rare when somebody take your dreams back. I care too much, wanna share too much. In my head too much, I shut down too. I ain't there too much. I'm a complex soul, they layered me up, then broke me down. And morality's dust, I lack and trust. This time around I trust myself. Please everybody else but myself. All else fails, I was myself. Outdone fear, outdone myself. This year you better won yourself. Mask on the babies, mask on the hotwear, mask in the neighborhood stores you shop. But a mask won't hide who you are inside. Look around, the reality's carved in lies. Wipe my ego, dodge my pride. Look myself in the mirror, Amityville ain't seen nothing scarier. I fought like a pitbull terrier. Blood I shed could fill up aquariums. Tell all my angels carry them. Every emotion been deprived. Even my strong points couldn't survive. If I didn't learn to love myself, forgive myself 100 times, dog. I love when you count me out. 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 Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fucking it up. How you gonna wear my shorts when the lies run deep? How you gonna bend your love when the bad don't sleep? DB crash our feelings in the middle of the street. Vroom, vroom. Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the hoes was at. When you was at your lowest, tell me where the clothes was at. 3:30 in the morning, scroll through the call off. Ain't nobody but the mirror looking for the fall off.
I love when you count me
out. I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out. My name is in your mouth. Sure, sure.
This don't take more to try to stop me. Call 911. I'm out of body. Sign out now. The day is fading. The feeling is only a mile away.
Let me tell you about the woman I know.
That's my baby.
I know karma like to follow us strong. I know meanness that feel alone. Anytime I couldn't find God, I still could find myself through a song. Many find their life in the phone.
Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up.
You said I feel better if I just worked hard without lifting my head up. That left me fed up. You made me worry. I wanted my best version, but you ignored me. Then changed the story. Then changed the story.
Energy in a room, drop the location, please.
Anybody out here for the one when I'm frustrated? Trying to keep my good conscience in rotation. Thoughts in my head, they living there with no.
Trying to keep my good.
I made a decision. Never give you my feelings. Fuck what you from. Fuck what you from a distance. I put it on the devil when they fall short. I put it on my ego, Lord of all lords. Sometimes I fall for.
I love when you count me out.
I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out. I love when you count me out. My name is in your mouth.
Fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up, fuck it up.
I enjoyed the Kendrick album. I understand where some people come from, but it was just like, haven't heard from the guy in 5 years. It was really cool.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I tried.
I get it.
All right, this is Hip Hop Gridlock, Sophisticated Savage.
This that boom back, yo. Corvus on the clothes. Fables rocking capes. Ambrosia made a doja. Keeping my composure. Choosing perseverance. Disarming myself. Ducking the interference. Could have chose a clear path to the math. Change the station. Corporations infiltrating. Spread misinformation. Got my sisters spun like twisters. Brothers pulling triggers. Kings calling themselves. We just trying to spread some love. Speaking cause we want. Ancestral preachers. Handed down father to son. Remember to remember.
lest we forget. Four remix tapes on cassette, they spun vinyl on the deck. Mastered the ceremony, getting busy over drums. Many moons round the clock, many ciphers, many suns. Before all the funds, it was all about the game. And the only thing we had, our records and our name. It's more than just the music, the path and how you choose it. The turntables, the vinyl, exactly how you use it. The writing on the wall, the letters big and small. A chance to advance with the towers so tall.
Non-performance provides some audio pleasures. Distinctive with the liquid tactics, a pure treasure. Persistent teacher, beautiful vocab as a staple. With attitude, more daily eruptions than Old Faithful. My mind crafts anti-colonial fervor. Murder with soft, angelic murmur. A server of artisanal words, prep your palate. A ballad to discourage the thought of stuffing ballads. Your 15 tickets of fame are tainted with negativity. A cycle that retains your name with all simplicity. Targets of resistance, bioengineered sickness. No tickets, yet grant the planet to bear witness. Polemic banter, laced with withered sarcasm. A stark anthem of duck and torture for no ransom. Shops get wrecked, crews drenched in disrespect. Full flex with my arms folded across my pecs.
It's more than just the music, the path and how you choose it. The turntables, the vinyl, exactly how you use it. The writing on the wall, the letters big and small. A chance to advance with the towers so tall.
Huh. Yeah, we ain't playing no games. No. Ain't pointing no fingers, ain't saying no names. Ain't taking no shit, ain't giving no shoe shines. Ain't hearing shit, see it happen in due time. Yeah. Manifest the vision for the children while we driven.
Why?
To keep pitching my decision while I'm living the way I do. Yeah, I keep it true at the interview. Censor you, then they talk greasy when they mention you. Try to defend you if they can't claim you as they own. Clowns try to play you in plain view. Shame on you for fucking with the living legends and not know it till that moment that you get beheaded. Let me set it on the one where it's coming from and see him run like mascara when the trouble come. Him is made up, get smeared like makeup. Sleepwalking in a nightmare, it's time to wake up.
It's more than just the music, the path and how you choose it. The turntable's the vinyl, exactly how you use it.
All right, let's get another one. I haven't heard this yet. Bob Lazar, Zarface.
Album's pretty good.
I love when they come. Oh, it's a whole album. I thought it was just a song. I love Zarface.
No, it's a whole album. I sent it to you a couple weeks ago.
Really? I guess I missed it.
He's invited us to inspect his plant first.
I never thought they'd do anything like this.
Yeah.
Now, say what? Give me the whole story.
You're staring in the face of a czar, bringing out space in the stars. Play it safe, wait in the car while I run down on a come up. Knock one down, then I'm one up. Sundown to sun up. Flow so electric, they call me Zeus. You can feed me to the sharks, I'll come back in the sharkskin suit. Hotter than hibachi sauce, wiping out your zombie horde. Wash off the blood, drop the body off. Make no mistake, he the great one. Wash me up, they pray for when the day come. Never mix facts with fiction. You dream of dissing me, better wake up and ask for permission. They say their pen is wildin' with the written shit. They say they spittin' but they clinkin' on their chin and shit. They say they writing that shit for the dope fiends. It can't be a whole team, that ain't what GOAT means. Now what you know about, they say they zoning out. They pat themselves on the back and throw their shoulder out. They tell the whole world, they in the studio. They coming out with cheap material like Uniqlo. They got the guns out, they pull the drums out. They captivate the brain dead, I pull their tongues out. They call it art, you know, they think it's vivid. I think it's close to what my 5-year-old kid did.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I got away with words, 3 clicks on the stove for the flame to burn. Young bull gotta earn him a name. I am legend, I done murdered the game. Bar school like a personal train.
Yo. Respect the mic, check, 1, 2.
In your body with the venom in the underground. In your body with the venom in the underground. In your body with the venom in the underground. In your body with the venom in the underground.
I got away with words. I got away with words. I got away with words.
That was a banger.
All right, so I'm assuming the end's just them like chopping it up, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming.
It's got to be.
I listened to the whole thing.
Did you hear the newer Cypress Hill album?
No.
Okay. kind of good. This is Cypress Hill and who else is on this? Demrick Certified.
Yeah, yeah. For years I've been devoted, grew it, bagged it, and sold it, rolled it, lit it, and smoked it, living life out of focus. I'm certified with this shit, boy. I'm certified, certified with this shit. I've been living in the moment, rocking shows and record. My bags and my guns always loaded, yeah, you notice. I'm certified with this shit, boy. I'm certified, certified with this shit. I started out with a vision, turned it into my mission. Sick of busting boxes, washing dishes, minds bitching. I made some demos with my niggas out the ghetto. Got signed to the ghetto, now it's pedal to the metal. From the crack rock era, they were smoking on them pebbles. While I was picking nugs off the tree like rose petals. You want a problem, take it up another level. I'm certified, boy, I'm do or die, I'm a rebel.
We have no limits, pushing it every minute. Like there's no tomorrow, and if you follow the finish, together we could win it, killing it as we will it. If belief is what you need, not a problem, I will fulfill it. A mission with the feeling, elevated the millions. Still continue building, and yesterday was the vision. Listen, no superstition, California condition. Into this life you slipping, be careful. For what you wishing.
For years I've been devoted.
That might be one of his best verses ever.
Yo, this album's fire.
I'm certified with this shit, boy. I'm certified, certified with this shit. I've been living in the moment, rocking shows and record. My bags and my guns always loaded, yeah, you notice. I'm certified with this shit, boy. I'm certified, certified with this shit.
You know this lane is unforgiving. Men, women, and children. Hands up to the ceiling like facing up with the villain. But we never harm civilian. Strictly the herbal healing. Celebrated by many, but really that doesn't thrill them. This chain is fucking broken. People remain open. They fight the fucking system. Resistance is now in motion. On the gas, we never coasting. Not driven by emotion. Everything calculated. Bear witness to the explosion.
For years I've been devoted, grew it, bagged it, and sold it, rolled it, lit it, and smoked it, living life out of focus. I'm certified with this shit, boy. I'm certified, certified with this shit. I've been living in the moment, rocking shows.
Yo, you need to send me that song.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, dude, that was a banger. That was really good.
That whole album song. It's called, dude, Back it's a in new Black Cypress is the album. Hill album. It's a banger. It came out, I think, like a month ago, maybe 2 months ago.
I'm into that song. That was great. That was a really good song.
Yeah, you were into it. Wow, you really liked
that. Rolling pinches and rolling.
It came out in, let's see, March 18th.
Like 2016.
No, it just came out. All right, let's see. Was it a Paying Homage? Flea Lord?
Call Meg.
Taking a flea market.
Call Meg.
Maybe we are a long way from being made in God's image.
My dudes were catching bodies, I ain't talking records. I mean, they were receptive, life's affection, death desires. I was the flyest dressed, wearing diamonds and rapid fire weapons for any rival, jeopardizing their survival. They'd rather tell than line you. Feel the resentment, but the fear inside is paralyzing. Your man is live, but he was scared in Rikers. Acting civil in a savage climate. A real indictment of who he is, you can't deny it. Truth is heavy for liars. Lyrically, I'm a thorough reminder of an era so epic it's timeless. Even lions, no courses required when venomous vipers enter the cipher. It becomes a different environment. Instinct replaces sense of entitlement. I'm the answer to the question like Iverson. I finesse the mic, very inspiring. Handle giving competition anxiety. Overwhelms those who think they are lyrically nice as me.
Yeah. Pray for the Evil 3. I do want to call it a trilogy,
who's
man.
Who's Evil 3?
But we've been working with legends, man. I feel like we should just keep this shit going. Yo, Mega, I appreciate you, whoa. I was slinging dimes and nicks when Mega had the Sterling. Lil' Clean 2/5 stuffed inside the Sterling. I was repping. Lil' Wiz right in my sock. Yo, Mega, you a legend in the bridge and the rock. We connected in the game. Now perfection is the aim. It's looking like a mirror. Roll reflection is the same. It's an honor and a privilege. Started and finished. To do a fucking song with Godfathers and business. Yo, Biscotti and Gelati got me coughing in the lobby. Each first killing, bring a coffin for the body. Yeah. I bang on arrival, just slang for survival. Big European thing with my name on the title. Whoa!
Biscotti and Gelati.
In the lobby with the gelati. Yeah.
I was like, call me Bobby.
Whoa! That shit was pretty fire.
He's like, psh, copy.
All right.
He's like, I dropped it in a drink, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I'll give her the salami. The OT, the real freestyle, overtime.
Can I sleep in your bed, mommy?
Yeah. Philly in the building.
Come on, Bobby.
Sway, what up? Go get that maxed out. Know what it is?
OT, the real is white.
28 grams in my jeans, all 20s, rap's funny, so I'm staying with some fiends. I was taking flights between, where I was making like 16, off every unit, we was doing it, but they hatred intervenes. I seen friends turn to walking zombies. I used to walk up into robberies, rocking Abercrombie. Promoter walk us right inside, he know that ratchet's on me. Cause at this point, nothing's funny about someone acting funny. I see the money, now I'm probably off plotting, about how we gone dropping. Once I got it on and popping, I'm probably not stopping. The cops ripped the wheel apart, they got me off Cotman. Never told them where my work was at, like Tommy off Martin. I broke bread with my team fairly. I met your plug and he seemed scary, even to be near me. He probably heard about my past, how I came up when I came out with the mask, like Jim Carrey. This ain't Calhoun and Upchurch. We front work. If they burn us, then it's guns first. Paranoid and unsure of who I done served. Walking 33 on me, feeling like a young bird. Play the curb if you could take the mayhem. His bitch said I look like Jason Statham. Your man got plaques, I heard he pays to make them. He really going out bad like Jose Canseco. I didn't vote for Trump or Biden, I'm just riding. Shit gets crazy like ladies after you come inside them. I told Lil Brody, y'all had one assignment. Now the judge is trying to give y'all straight wheels like a front alignment.
Yeah. Oh,
gotta
that's
keep
a good
your whip straight. Hey yo, I heard you let your bitch date. I need the Rackions, y'all want me on that mixtape. Your favorite rapper go to jail, he'll probably get raped. Fuck Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un. I got these Fetty 30s for him. Let me send some to him. 10+ goons. Say the word, they'll bend some through him. Shit's been fucked up since people tried to stand up booms. I got the answer, Sway. It ain't Lil So-and-so holding a Draco dancing gay. Pushing the agenda. I push a box of Splendor. I put it in my blender and serve it to my vendors. No amends, I got a license for the pain. It's like there's ice up in my veins and there's icing in their veins. I hear them hyping up the lames, back biting up my name. I want to turn around and beat on them like Tyson on a plane. This is more than karma. This is war and trauma. Now put a bag on 6ix9ine's head and restore the honor. I'm on a level in a higher zone. I gave a bitch 500 next day. She brought my guy a phone. Oh, ain't have no platinum plaques, just plats and crack. So it's hard losing somebody who had your back. R.I.P. to K. Slay, the legend. You're exactly that. R.I.P. K. Slay. My bro just fronted us 100. It should be a good month. You told on something and you never came back to your hood once. I send the wolves in with the drop. I wish your op would stunt. We'll jokingly roll y'all homies in a backwood blunt. Whole team will split a brick like we did a one-off. Used to see a plug as a lick and I probably run off. My little shooter got his list out about to cross one off. He about to cross one off, Smitty. My bro got sentenced to life on the day my album dropped.
Again.
In Colorado, I was praying for you from the mountaintops. They thought my street credit would bounce my stock. Bust down Rolly, but I'm trying to trade this crypto off the Apple Watch.
Smiling.
They just yapped a lot. I just trapped a lot. In the back of lots. Like here's a half a dot. That 63 with the bag cannon. Mechanics under my car checking for tracking. Like a PAX landing. Word. That's word to Capo. I be tap dancing. Plug caught a shot from nursing homes. He playing backgammon. Your crew is never solid cause a rat ran it. Your crew is never solid cause that rat ran it. Love for this game will leave you rich with a broken heart. or with detainers from probation off an open charge. I put so much coke in the local bars, now the East Coast is ours, but that ain't so bizarre, we follow protocol. I'm at my Brody selling O's of raw, borrowing a smoker's car, and to this day, we never broke the code, we just broke the law. She just did a line and can't control the jaw, bro, it's raw. I'm the same hustler you used to know before, bagging up 20s, telling my homies they could keep 5 off of everyone they trapped. We was out there young and strapped, 5 left on parole, caught with a gun and crack. They just resentenced homie, took his street time, and told him run it back. I went from trapping through the tri-state to standing for count at my gate. Fast forward to last year, I dropped 5 tapes. I find a way to hustle and I strategize. I work my way in for the minimum, then maximize. Free my guys in the dungeon trap with F1s. I've been smoking on this M1 until my lungs collapse. Chunks of glass, doing jumping jacks up in your cul-de-sac. If they ain't sent me to prison, I was done with rap. Go get that maxed out. OT the real. Sway, what up?
That was insane. That was scary. I'm scared.
I don't ever want to go to jail.
Dude, that was crazy.
That's what we do.
That's what you were feeling real gangster that day?
Yeah,
were you feeling real gangster when you heard that? You're like, yo, we got to listen to that freestyle.
Yeah.
So it's like living a day of my life.
Yeah.
Well,
that was one awesome. Left. Play it.
I'm scared.
Thanks
I'm
for scared. Tuning in. CDJ, we miss you, Donnie.
And this is Chris Webby, Meta Freeverse.
Yeah. Webby. So it's 2022. Another year of this fucking bullshit, huh? All right. I'll smack you right up out the metaverse. So hit the dirt when I get to work. Try to wrap your mind around it and your head'll burst. Got them cell block bars, we in Leavenworth. Come in and conquer the game, God, I'm on red alert. Living through this hell on earth that we call reality. As we've come accustomed to these fucking abnormalities. Mandates and laws and having a fucking mask on me. No one thinking rationally, they lost the capacity. And as a free thinker, I'm inevitably labeled a danger as they questioning my efficacy. I'm just here to say whatever I see, stirring up a little vaccine hesitancy. Because celibacy's just the way that I think, cause I don't give a fuck. There ain't no gender fluidity with my dick and nuts. Not to say that that's a problem, cause it isn't, but don't we have some more important issues to be bringing up? I don't know, coming together against a common foe, instead of knocking each other down like we playing dominoes. The World Economic Forum, shit, those fuckers gotta go. And fuck Big Pharma, but I like some of their products though. I guess we're all just hypocrites, at least a little bit, even if it's something that y'all rarely ever will admit. But can we throw some self-awareness on the syllabus and hold ourselves accountable? While y'all consider it, I'll call myself out right now and do it gladly. Y'all don't never vax me while I snort a 30 milli Addy and a Zanny. So get at me. Say I contradict my own beliefs. Yeah, exactly. We all say stuff that conflicts what we do. You could say that I suck. Guess what? So do you. There ain't a perfect person that anyone's ever knew. So I'll point this loaded gun at your point of view. How about the kids these days? Always holding those phones like I'm not level 39. I'm Pokemon Go, I'm a hypocrite. So let me say it again. Type to smoke a couple bogeys on the way to the gym. Yeah, I live like a heathen. Got someone I don't really believe in, but ask for his help when I got a reason. Put up 50 grand last year to protect the animals in an African region. But I'm not a vegan. Sorry. Shit, I love a good burger, don't blame me.
Don't.
Even climate change can't change me. 2022, new year, same me. Same motherfucking gang, baby, ADHD. Keep the flow fresh while the critics take apart every single word that don't align with what they say is art. Fuck a music chart, my music already made a mark. I'm Megalodon, y'all doop-de-doop, baby shark. So pull them up, go and show my stats. All these years that I've been grinding till I broke my back. My words spark reaction. Shout out to No Life Shack. Haters chirping, I don't write back. I'ma take over the map, Connecticut to Iraq. Shit, I'm running for the office of presidency of rap. Kissing babies, shaking hands like a Nintendo Rumble pack. Fuck the competition, never cut them slack. Yeah, I cook them up like Artie Bucco and serve them with prosciutto. Pushing all the snakes out my circle, I keep it sumo. Do not come around if your deficiency's immuno. I'm the sickest motherfucker you know. Playing every card in my hand till I'm yelling uno. Not a source of news, but all I say is truth, though. Let's go, Brandon. Yell it from the roof, yo. Shout to my Canadian fans, but fuck Trudeau. I'm Cujo, and you can never tie me on a leash. I'm that shadow band bandit. They can't silence what I speak. Fuck a tyrant, I'm a beast. I'm a giant. Hit the sirens when I slide up on the
the beats than like ivy on the trees. See them numbers growing up and all without a deal. Living proof that there gonna always be a market for the real. Motherfuck the algorithms trying to target how you feel. Fuck your partisan arguments, I'm the hardest on the field. Then I hit another three-pointer from the half court. Nothing but some net, I don't even hit the backboard. Rap game vet, here to give them what they ask for. Till I get whacked by a CIA task force. Cause they know the way I flip on wax and kill all rappers. Yeah, I never miss on that. Wednesday before last, but we still on track. It's 2022, bitch. Webby Wednesday's back.